Blog Talk Radio.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Trust him. Somehow I
I'm feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nah. We don't gotta hide. This is what you like, I gotta admit. Nothing feels better.
Don't let my left eye take you back when you said, like that. Nothing feels better than this.
starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we solid. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you. It's a hopey, hopey kind of mood. And tonight we are 100. 100. Now drop off those baby motherfuckers keeping it cute. At home, I'm on my secret game. He say, where you from? Well, I'm out of space. Cause the back, the only thing I'm trying to chase. I'm in my head. Tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat. Tiptoe around the hater, I light all the beef. That's how you do it, keep sun on your enemy. Good vibes only. I'm just with the crew. We're not here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you.
Show me how you can, with the angels live, you know. dream that you manifested slowly. So fuck a fantasy, it's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment.
Life is but a dream. Here we are inside of it, and you're inside of me. Until you work, sure, I'll always fall asleep. Finally, you can add this moment to your memory. Ooh, take away your pain, give me all of your emotions. Land it like a plane on my back if you can't hold it. Life is but a dream that you manifested slowly. So fuck a fantasy. It's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment.
None of them compare to you. So let's live our life more than one night. Promise if I could, I'd do it twice.
What you say?
Put them on pause, fast play.
Hold on, I got more.
I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. What we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance.
Was you. Who would've thought we wouldn't be married by now? We've been true lovers since high school. Let's live our life, dancing all night. You are where you should be, I want this for life.
What you say?
Put them on pause, fast life.
I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together, close.
evening, good evening, good evening. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am your host, La Perla Negra, joined by my esteemed co-host, Stanley Stan the Man Phillip. How you doing tonight, Stan? Stan, you there or are you muted? All right, well, I'm going to leave his mic open until he comes back. Anyway, this is Poetic Therapy, the place where you can release some mental stress and through healthy conversation and open mic poetry. This program is sponsored by Raw Links, Why Be Average When You Can Be Raw. The dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please, that one be heard and participate. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to send a shout-out and a thank you to our lovely CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. I'm going to start this off with a little piece. It's a little old, love me. I'm going to start off with this. I call it Be Sure. The length of your relationship has nothing to do with the significance of the bond that you feel with your person. So be sure that I am who you really want to be with. Because once you bond with me, once we bond, it is addictive and strong. And my smile is hidden more than you could ever imagine. The care in my nurturing side will always put you first. So don't give me rocket love, because when your heart gets broken, it's a long fall from your peace of heaven. And my wings may develop a free need to be truly and honestly loved, because I love with all my heart, and it's genuine, deliberate, true, loyal, and pure. The wild angel that lives in me, she sees you. She would never leave you, because she loves you. And that's that piece. Stan, have you joined us yet? Nah. Not on here yet. Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up this first mic. And this happens to be my lovely diva, VIP. How you doing tonight, diva? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, diva. I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I am awesome. What's going on
That's
with you, love?
Hey, look, I'm just chilling out, ready to spit some pieces and just chill out. I'm not sure if I need any poetic therapy tonight, because I'm scared if I sit on the couch, I'm going to fall asleep.
You're going to fall? That's all right. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You can. I'm sorry. 1 second, somebody might invite. You can still spit a piece, because I know you got something delicious. You always have something delicious.
Well,
always.
Not sure about the list, but yeah, I just finished this piece, and a little something. So ready.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I wondered if we could be, because I'm tired of being me, wishing to be we. See, you got my attention. Did I mention I'm smiling? You called me a beautiful soul, called me gorgeous. I jokingly wondered who you were talking to, then realized you were serious. Been such a long time since compliments were paid to me. I am gracious to say thank you. You were the first after many years. So I'm cashing on it. It's my due. Really, I appreciate you digging me. On the real, I'd be happy of the idea of we, but distance is all too real, and LDRs are problematic. Yet, my heart, you hope to steal. I hold out a little hope. I remember throwing wishes into the wind, but I don't need dope or your money to help the smile reach my eyes, because I'm thinking about letting you, and to me, it's a pleasant surprise. And that's that piece.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can I get that last stanza, please, the last part, again?
Yeah, absolutely. I hold out hope. I remember throwing wishes in the wind. I don't need dope or your money to help the smile reach my eyes, because I'm thinking of letting you, and to me, it's a pleasant surprise.
That is what I'm talking about. I love you. You know, I love all of your pieces. Oh, man. Oh, that was beautiful. Man, I'd like to ask you, Diva, how was your day today?
It was wonderful, Diva.
That's awesome.
Thank y'all. To Epiphany and anybody else who's listening, my diva and I were hanging today, and we had a good time. We had a great time.
Yes, we did. I truly appreciated you coming down and getting me and taking me out, because I got some things that I definitely needed, you know. And I just needed that outing, period, you know. And you
it was such a beautiful day. I couldn't let it go past without rolling out. Couldn't do it.
We're gonna have more days like that.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna have plenty more days like that.
Yeah. It's spring, so we're good. And airy season starts up.
Yes, I know this. It's all good. We Pisces love everybody, so it's all good. I know you said you don't need no therapy tonight, but you can still go over there and grab a glass of wine. Not tonight.
I think I
will. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Well, go on. Do what you got to do and enjoy the rest of your night. Try to stick around for the rest of the show. All right?
All right. I will.
All right, Diva. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Stan, are you back yet? Are you muted? My co-host ain't here. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. Since I really don't have any other callers in here, what I'm going to do is play a little bit more music for you guys. How about that? Let me see. I think I'll play this song for you.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wine on my body, baby, wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. They make her feel alright now. They calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight. Where the energy feels right. Where my top make it feel right. Since tonight we come alive, live. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. I got a pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own machine, she needs some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she want. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the biggie, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She dey riding like a bike, riding a thousand miles. Steady while she riding, and she gentle when she ride. These guy wine, they make my woman cry. These one you show me when they pass my eye. When they matter about baby, get a ego time. I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah, yeah. She say we see be the man, yeah, yeah. She say we see get the stamina. I'm warmina, I'ma get warmina. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Hola. Say a prayer for our enemies. Oh, yeah. Say my love, now your remedy. Oh, yeah. Baby girl, you made a lot of me. I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she want. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. South London girl make me tripping. South London girl, they make my set the boss. Got my to my Asian girl. I said they big up my Jamaican girl. I said they big up my African girl. I got a lady from my yard, we know they make me red. I got a pretty, pretty lady, we know like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still in search of my co-host, Diamond. What's going on with him? Stan, the man, Phillips, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
There he is.
I'm right here.
All right. There we go. How are you doing tonight, Stan?
Well, things are a little bit in the wind, but I'm here.
Okay, all right. That's a good thing you're here, then. I'm going to open up this next microphone. We got a Venom on the line. How you doing tonight, Venom? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm doing all right.
That's awesome. Glad you called in tonight.
Just trying to get my poetry therapy on tonight. You know, it's one of them moments, you know.
This is definitely the place to do that. This is poetic therapy. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I know you brought something for us. Is there anything you want to tell us you got going on before we get into your piece?
Let's see. Matter of fact, I have a show coming up in a matter of 15 minutes, but it's called Majestic Ink, and anyone's available, you know, after your show, they can come on over and hang out with us over there, you know, and it's support, you know, and showing love. So, just like you got going on, you know, poetry is therapeutic. You know, no matter what form you use. So, you know, I got a little something. It's an oldie, but it's a meaningful piece that I'm going to do tonight that really, I've heard some young people talking, so I just felt like I got to get this piece out of me, you know.
Okay. All right. What I need you to do before you leave, after you spit your piece, before you leave, if you can go over to the event page for Poetic Therapy and just put your information in there, that way everybody can see where to come and listen to your come on to your show and what's going on. All right, so I'm not going to hold you too long, man. All right, awesome. I'm not going to hold you too long. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. The title of this piece is called Nigga. Yo, nigga, yo, nigga, no. Yo, my nigga, not nigga. Nigga, please. Check this out. How can you say, yo, my nigga, cursing up a storm with your finger on the trigger, killing one another of the same skin just because he looked at you a certain type of way? You see, you're making a small problem, and you turn it into something that's a little bit bigger. You're standing on the corner saying, yo, I got dough. But when you see me rolling through the hood, you're looking over your shoulder, though. When you see me, you don't even consider me your brother no more. Thinking you're getting paid, slinging massive kilograms. So how do you figure? But since I don't want to be called yo nigga, you see, a greeting that needs to be done away with, because my people claim that it is a term of endearment, but it's what's in a personal name that should be made more relevant. Yo, that's my nigga. Or yo, that nigga right here. It comes up quite often in everyday conversation. But ask yourself, what about other races of people? For example, white people. White people never say, yo, that's my cracker. Or, yo, that's my redneck honky. Or my peckerwood. Because they deem it to be demeaning. Or even, what about Hispanics? Being called, what's up, wetback? What's up, spick? What's up, border jumper? Or what's up, best bed? So why do we even have to stoop down to a lower level? You see, I'm not saying that I never use the word like other people, but I will say that I have learned to check myself and refrain from using that type of word. Why not acknowledge our people as a term of endearment and call ourselves what we really are, kings for the men? And for the women, let's acknowledge them as the queens that they are. You see, the word nigger is a word which involved for the derogatory term nigger. And yeah, Tupac said it best as he defined the distinction between the two. He said a nigger is a black man with a slave chain around his neck, but a nigga is a black man with a gold chain on his neck. So do we have a slave's mentality, or can we rally around using the term nigga? Hey, nigga, say what, nigga? Did you hear that the cops are pulling the triggers on these niggas? Will you let the next generation belittle themselves by using the word nigga? When will it end? It would depend on you, you, and oh yeah, most definitely you, to take a stand and demand that the word nigga would not figure as a choice of a statement. But ask yourself another question. If you were going on a job interview and a potential boss said, ha, you're going to be my nigga to work for my company, would that figure in your selection, or would you go in a different direction? We have to take a stand. We have to demand more of ourselves. Yo, nigga, this. Yo, nigga, that. Is that really where the conversation is headed at? If we figure and use our vigor and say, I don't want to be called a nigga. You see, the radio was playing it. Everybody saying it. Even got Asian people saying it. Does that make it quite right? Certainly not. Yo, nigga. Yo, my nigga. No, nigga. No more, nigga. Not no more. Some would say that they are a ruthless N-I-G-G-A. But is there a better word that you and I can really say? Let's use terms to build us up and not tear us down. Just because everybody's using it does not mean that it is meant for everybody. You see, Toby say, I'll be good nigga, boss. He even took a whipping to use his question I posed to you. Will you make the same claim to refrain from being called that name? Are you so caught up with being called a nigga that you don't care how society sees your image as a public figure? I know for me, I don't want to be called a nigga. Say what, nigga? Yo, nigga. Yo, my nigga. I'll holler, nigga. What's up, nigga? Later, nigga. Not my nigga. You ignorant nigga. Don't call me a nigga. Call me a king. Instinct.
Ooh. Woo. Damn right.
Woo.
Damn right.
We left this mic smoking. Woo. That's
and
right,
it needs to be smoking.
Woo.
It needs
for your ass.
I love that piece.
Man.
Thank you.
Balls to the wall, man. Damn right.
Yes, yes. Man, thank you, Venom, for that. Oh, that was
wow.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Yes, yes. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate it. Thank you,
man.
Wow. So do we.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes. Don't be a stranger,
I'll come
man.
Back to y'all on every week? Are y'all on every Saturday?
Every
yes,
Saturday.
Sir.
Like clockwork.
I'll be back. I'll be back next Saturday for sure because we don't have a show next Saturday, so that way I can hang out a little more.
All right. Well, we'll be here waiting for you. Thank you.
All right.
Welcome, man. Bring it.
Yeah. All right. Much love, y'all. Peace.
All right. One love.
One love, one mic, my man.
Wow. Sting. Yo.
That's the way to kick off a show.
Whoa. He brought that. He definitely brought that. Oh, man. That was decent. Wow. Man, before I open up this next mic, let me do this real quick.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The For the Real, Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio.
All right, Stan, we're going to open up this next mic. We've got an area code 807. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, it's Robbie again. Hello, Stan.
Hello, Robbie.
Hey.
Wow, this is a treat. Nights in a row.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. And it is me again, the Perla Negra. Now, this is actually my show. I co-host with Stan, the man, Philip, on every Saturday night at 9. Man, this is a treat. Wow.
She's very nice. She lets me tag along.
Oh, man. I let him say
I know Stan from other shows and that, so yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of the people around. So sometimes I remember For Real the Poet, he's a really fun guy. I'll never forget one time I made him laugh. He has his catchphrase, he says, time to take your socks off, and there was someone that he sounded particularly relaxed in that, and I said, I said in chat, he wants to take more than his socks off. I can hear it in his voice. boy, did he love that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I've kind of finished the comment for him. I said, take your socks off. The rest will follow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You are absolutely right.
The poem isn't about socks tonight.
Okay.
The poem is called Starry Nights, and this is kind of, I chose this because you're talking about poetic therapy, and this is kind of my therapy to myself because a lot of people have commented that with my poetry that I seem to be looking for something outside myself, you know, and kind of I'm always reaching for something kind of that feels beautiful. And for me, you know, that really is the way that it is because, you know, things are just, everything's so polarized and everything now. I think it's gotten like that more and more over the past 10 years. And it's just harder to live, you know, day to day without, you know, I mean, you go to the news feed or YouTube and it's like, I bleed, you know, I don't even want to look. Anyways, so this is kind of my kind of yearning for that and reaching out for, and I think just writing about it just reminds me that it's still out there somewhere, and that's kind of therapeutic to me. So anyways, Starry Night.
Hey, with all due respect, my friend, that is a universal thing.
And thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And one more thing before you get started. Larry says hello.
Oh, there you go. Hello.
All right. Well,
so,
all right.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Starry nights come upon the night, emerging into my view. I stand subsumed by it. The starry wonders that muse and bemuse me, beguile and smile upon me, as those pinpricks of light take my wilder thoughts to both invigorate and subdue. What a wonder is the sky at night, as its small points of light dance to my delight. The stars come out to play in darkness, and to play with my muse too. They know the all, the secrets, and the deepest parts of me, as the stars dance with light and bring me to my knees. I love the sky at night that comes out when the busyness of the world subsides, that great divide between dark and light. It comes upon me in the golden hour of twilight, the stars at night dancing their cosmic song as my heart it looks up to sing along. Stay with me forever, my starry night. Sing to me of the music of the spheres, and I will forever look up to the sky as I drop down in thankfulness to my knees. And that is Starry Nights.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, your pieces are awesome. I've heard a lot of good things about you. And you're validating everything that's been said. I love your poetry, man. It's really awesome. I have become a fan of it. That piece is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm thinking for next week I should write a poem called "Take Your Socks Off." just for Larry.
Hey, yes,
I think he'll love that.
Oh, I know
yeah.
he will. I know he will.
He
will. Definitely. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Yeah. Most definitely. Wow. Thank you so much for coming through.
You bet. With this poem, when it says the music of the spheres, that comes from 17th century poetry, which is my favorite period of poetry. It's my favorite period general in history, and they had this idea that the stars were these giant crystalline spheres, and wherever the spheres kind of overlapped, they made cosmic music. And so I love the 17th century. I love 17th century poetry, and someone even recognized that it's my primary influence. So, I was just kind of putting that out there as my primary kind of anchor for this poem. So, yeah.
Hey,
okay.
If that's your muse and it works, right on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we decide what your muse is and what inspires you, but whatever it is, it's a beautiful inspiration, because I'm loving your pieces that I've heard so far, and I'm grateful
thank
that you.
You
called in. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, we're going to put you over in the therapist's office. Go stretch out on the couch and tell him some of your problems.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't charge by the hour.
Poets.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's paid in full. I got you. Don't even worry about it. Plus, I got a bottle of wine in there.
Insurance.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Just try not to give him too much twisted stuff to go in his head. He can only handle but so much.
Therapy for therapists is a bit expensive.
Okay.
And they used to call therapists way back in the day or psychologists alienists, which to me is just a freaky sounding term. I would not want to be going to my, you know, like if I said, oh, I'm going to my alienist today, I'd be like, ugh. I think psychologist is much a better word than alienist. I think I have a poem
too.
About that somewhere, about that word.
Okay, well, you can bring that in too.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. And,
yes, indeed.
Send you off over there. One love, one mic. And don't be a stranger.
One love.
Keep calling
you.
Right. Wow, Stan, that's two nights in a row. I feel special.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's all right. Yeah. Oh man, Stan, you won't believe who's on the line. You will not believe
Ring.
Who's on the line next.
Oh, La Perla Negra, bring
it. Hey, oh,
yes.
Murder, she wrote, na na na, murder, she wrote. Up in the street, they call it murder.
You got me rolling.
Hey, Diva, how you doing, girl? What's
I'm
going on with you?
Tired.
Yeah, girl, I am too, but my music kind of wakes me up. You sound tired, baby. I ain't going to keep you on long, man.
Hey.
No, but I heard Venom.
Didn't he? Did he not bring, girl, the microphone's still smoking. I picked up another one. I make sure I keep an extra one because that one right there is just too hot for me. Even touch. Okay. He came in here and did the damn thing. Okay, I had to duck because the flames.
Stanley, okay. How are you?
I am great. Greeting and salutations, Lady 187. A pleasure to have you here.
I have not done that poem in a long time.
I don't care. I'm still going to reference it.
I know. You reminded me of it. Like, oh, I really need to do that. But I got to pull that one up.
Yeah, that would be nice. Is that what you're going to pull up for us tonight? Or you got something else to bring it?
Oh, no. I got something else. I just wrote this one last night. It's new ink.
Before you get into your piece, okay, I want to thank you for allowing me to do your show last night. I really had a good time, and I truly appreciated it. Turned out to be a really, really great show. But I want to know, what you got going on over there? Breathe Easy next week. Hmm?
Yeah, like, first of all, thank you so much for helping me out this weekend. I really appreciate that. I'm going to listen to the playback because I look at the text messages, you know, and it looked like it was a really good show, so I really appreciate that. And April 15th, we're going to have a slam with Gwen C. It's not a slam. That's going to be the next month. But it is a like a poetry workshop that Gwen wants to do. So we're going to do that together. So that's going to be fun. And then April 2nd, I'm still looking. So we're going to get back with you on that.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not really going to be around because April 2nd, I'm being featured on, so I can't even remember it right now, but I'll get back to y'all about that. But, post your the information in the event page for us so we know what's going on and know what to look for. Okay.
Absolutely. And also, Grill the 4th. I will be speaking for the Lupus Foundation on a Zoom. So you guys can look for that too.
Yeah, make sure you post that in there too. We want to know everything that's going on, girl. You know that. Ooh, April is creeping up on me. I got a couple things I got to do in April. Man, getting a little bit nervous. I wasn't before, but I am now.
Hey, April is my month.
Oh, okay. You an Aries fan?
Damn right.
Oh, my goodness. I can't escape y'all. I cannot get away from an Aries. Two of my children are Aries. And I'm surrounded by them here in Epiphany. And he's another Aries. My goodness. I don't know. What is it with me and Aries? I can't get away from y'all. But I love y'all. I love the fire that you bring. The energy, you know, y'all got this strength about you that you exude. You know, you face a challenge head on and you just go in for it. You know, and I love
that's
that about y'all.
We are goats and we are horny.
Oh God. My God. I thought you were the ram. I thought Aries was the ram.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, I thought Aries was the ram. Y'all got big horns. We going
well, not to brag.
Oh God! Nope, we not going to do this tonight. Murd, I'm gonna let you get to your piece, baby, because I know he's tired. Oh girl, what'd you bring? What's it called?
I don't know. I think, you know, me, myself, and I, maybe.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I created a new space to embrace my change, so I use power tools to grind away the grays and blues you painted there. With my tears, you came straight out of my fears and manipulated me with the newness of you. You stripped off my rose-colored glasses, threw me out to the masses with no knowledge of the truth. Typical you. I dusted off the remnants of you. I don't even want your residue on my walls. Built so tall to keep the demons at bay, try as I may, they say. I still have memories of you, but smothered them with the happiness of sun rays. Starting my day with gratitude. Taped up corners, nowhere for you to hide. There is no one left here for you to subdue. I now see the ugly in you. My canvas is as good as new. I erased you. I carefully sketched out my freedom. I am in control of my own story. This is not a democracy, nor a dictatorship. I run this bitch. So I created a space for me just to breathe and be with me. Purpose to elevate the oxygen surrounding me, I breathe. I burn candles and close my eyes, reflect and realize that your goodbyes were a wonderful surprise. Thank you. Thank you for your absence and abandonment. And yeah, I lost my shit, but I got it back. I took the time to get to know me, to listen to her wants and desires, to watch her become something I admire, and I fell in love with she. Woke up to the knowledge that I didn't need a ring and don't need to be attached to another being. Now I have a clean slate. I want to build memories, take the time to love her, because her is she and she is me. And today I painted a portrait of my new life. I am blessed and I am no longer depressed. And you can leave me, but I will not retreat back to the person I used to be. Because I have finally fallen in love with me. And peace.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, people go through a lot of changes, but we as women, sometimes we endure until we lose ourselves. We don't even recognize ourselves when we walk past the mirror, and it gets to the point where we don't even want to look. You know, and it takes a lot of strength. A lot of strength to get past that damage that has been done and start to recognize ourselves again and then we're not even going to talk about trying to find the beauty in ourselves once again, because that's a whole nother task to handle. Man, that is a mountain to climb. So, Murder, I salute you, baby. I appreciate that piece because I've been there. I understand. Man, that was beautiful, girl. And thank you so much for bringing that in. Stan?
Outstanding, Murder. And yes, too many women are trapped in the concept of trying to live up to media image and magazine image and all these images of what they're alleged to supposed to be instead of being the beautiful human beings they are. Kudos, lady. Kudos.
Thank you.
And great to hear you.
Great to hear you.
Girl, I'm gonna put you over there in the therapist's office. He got a glass, he got a bottle of wine over there, and the couch is open. I believe the couch is open. Because
you got alcohol with the therapist?
Yeah. I got wine look, you go over there and get you a bottle of wine and stretch out on his couch. He's waiting for people to come in there, you know. Don't nobody want to talk to him tonight. And he's like, well, I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumb. Send me somebody. You know?
Hey, boy.
Yes. He's nice looking, too.
Always the matchmaker.
I try. I just want to spread love and light, you know, send out that good energy. All right, girl. Send you over there. Thanks for coming through, mamas. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
We go from a Murder, She Wrote to a Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How you doing tonight, Auto? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. What's good with you?
I'm doing fine. Doing wonderful. On to the next and La Prelegra.
Oh, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
That's awesome.
You know.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm up here
chilling
in the truck.
Okay. Man, I miss my truck. What kind of truck are you driving?
Tractor.
Oh, the tractor.
I'm not driving.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you meant a regular.
I'm on my hand.
I know that's right. Oh, no, I used to drive an F-150. I ain't nothing as big as what you hauling, you sitting in. But it was big enough. I missed that truck.
my personal vehicle is a 99 Chevy Suburban.
That's a big boy. Okay.
I'm a suburban man. I'm not a big fan of cars. I like trucks.
Okay.
I like suburbans, you know, certain Jeeps, trucks, F-150s. I like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a truck to the type. There's certain cars I like. You know, if I want a car that could get up, and if I wanted to race or something like that, you know, I like that more.
I'm a Honda and a Buick girl myself, honestly. I miss my Honda Accord. Yeah. I might be a little bit big now to squeeze in one, but I still miss my Honda Accord.
I had a couple of Buicks.
Oh, yeah,
my old
was my very first car I bought.
I am so country. Mine is a straight up 89 old Chevy 3/4 ton long wheelbase. Country.
Okay. We got steel. That's real steel. Okay. That's what they made the real steel back then. Okay. Nowadays they make them out of fiberglass, honey. You blow on them too hard, they fall apart.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Buick Regal was the very first car that I ever purchased, and that was back in 96. And they're very good cars. Buick is an excellent make because that's not the first. That's not the only Buick that I've owned, and I've never had any problem out of them. I bought that one for my husband, but he didn't have no problem out of it for like 6 years. It was just basic maintenance. I fell in love with Buick because after that I bought a Roadmaster, and it was the same thing. No issues until somebody hit it. They did. They were actually trying to jump a curb with a U-Haul truck, and it was parked in front of my house, and they just folded the whole driver's side in because they couldn't make it.
True.
And it backed into the car.
You want to talk Buick? And you want to talk sexy, you've got to talk Riviera with a dovetail.
Are you kidding me? My mother.
On the road.
Let me tell you something.
Sexiest
my mother.
Thing on the road.
She had a new Buick every other year. Every other year that lady would get another Buick Riviera. Every other year. I'm trying to tell you, that lady was in love with a Riviera. Okay. I wasn't too crazy about them.
And rightly so.
I was more on the Regal side. But they're still good cars. But we're not here to talk about cars now. I'm interested.
Well, I'm going to do mine with my phone. Since we talk about cars,
okay.
I'm going to do a freestyle about cars.
All right. Well, Otto. The mic is yours.
I'm going to go ahead and call this phone. Start my engine. If the game is about to be displayed, I make sure that in this life of mine that I will not be afraid to go down these roads that I've been to and seen. Everything of life to learn. My access is what I practice. And what I go through all this madness. Guess what? I'm starting my engine. I'm starting my engine to give you the whole description of my mirrors and what I see. And everything in the back of me. And the road that I see to be successful. My destiny in every place of a sweet melody. Roads may get so rough, but just take it down of me, never giving it up when enough is enough. See, this is a time more than average. I'm more than I go ahead and take the challenge. And everything in my view, what I see of the road, I start my engine. I make sure that my ride is a safe ride. I do my pre-trip. I make sure that whatever needs to be repaired, that I make that phone call. My words are vocal. And everything negative is a disposal. My challenges are more deep than conquer and so unique that I cannot be weak because I must park. In that place, except for me, my eyes will have no limits, and I'm moving every minute. You can see the face of me of determination, and I guess I give you that valuation. I start my engine. Start on my engine. Let all the engines start. Let us not be torn apart. Let us get to our safe ride. Let's not be denied. The ride is maybe longer than expected. But I guess when you're driving, you want to be protected. Keep your eyes moving. Make sure you see anything that could be disastrous, a master, and everything of a chapter. But when you're done, turn the engine off for another place where you be going to. You'll have to start the engine all over again. This is Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Think it's in or all in. I've been dry.
Man, that piece.
Amen.
All right, what's your car? Okay, Sam.
Hey, Automatic, from the top of his head, all gears in every time. Never a doubt that he's all gears in.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a pleasure to hear what you bring, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Most definitely. You know, oh, man.
You know, like the Diamondback song, we dig in the scene with the gangsterine.
Mm-hmm. The gangsterine. Ooh.
Not there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm old enough to remember that one.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you say you're old enough to remember that.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield.
Yes, yes, yes. Down in the back, somebody top. Yeah, that was the work back then. Okay.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right, thank you so much for coming through, Otto. We appreciate you coming through and giving us that piece on your automobiles.
Excuse me. Dan a man would say, on to the next.
On to the next.
There you
one go. Love. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Automatic.
One mic.
That was a pretty nice piece right there. He brought back memories with that song, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got one more caller in here. I'm going to open up this mic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. If you want to be heard, you press that 1. You have approximately just about a little over a half an hour before the 11 o'clock hour comes up, and you won't be able to get in and you won't be able to hear. So y'all come on, call and put your hands up. Let us know you want to participate. Let's open up this next microphone. Area code 317, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic? Are you muted?
I was muted. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I can't hear you, love. Say it again.
You hear me?
You're kind of going in and out. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Because we sound like a Verizon commercial.
This is my diva. I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yes, we do.
I'm over here tampering with all kinds of stuff now.
It's all right. It's all right. This is Black Pearl.
You are 5G and nationwide.
We have the dumbest smartphones ever, don't we, Stan?
You know what's sad is I'm dumber than my smartphone.
I find it hard to believe.
Not even possible. Okay. I don't even know why they gave them the name smartphone, because they can't do nothing on their own. Everything that has
Absolutely.
To be done, we got to do it for them. Okay, and that's it.
Absolutely.
Because they put a lot of pretty lights and colors on them.
Yeah, but then you
and they make
something
seem dumb.
You're looking for, and the first thing it tells you is, did you mean? and correct
right, right.
you.
Okay. Exactly. And they make you seem dumb with all this misspelling.
Okay. And I said, I know what I typed in. Why are you asking me what I meant? I typed in what
right.
I meant.
I know what I meant. What's your problem?
Right.
Right. Just talking to it like that. You ain't never done before. How you doing, love? How you been
feeling? I'm doing good. I'm good. I'm good. You know I'm always good. Even when I ain't good, I'm good.
The love of the boss got you. I understand that. And I know
absolutely.
That's right, okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. It's a pleasure to hear your voice again. I hadn't heard from you in so long on my show, man. I thought you abandoned me.
You know, I had to get me together. I can't be over here spitting stuff I can't see.
I know, baby. And trust me, you are always in my prayers along with everybody else. Always. So I'm
thank you.
All right. Yes,
oh, absolutely. I serve
right.
an amazing God.
Oh, honey, don't we
amen.
Now?
Amen.
Don't we now? Won't he do it? He will do it.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our topic tonight? Are we just chit-chatting around here?
We chit-chatting and we got
wide
an open mic. This is all, yep, it's always open mic here because it's poetic. But I ain't going to let you get away without doing a piece. Y'all don't even know. I don't pay that.
Oh, well, you know, I don't have nothing on my chest. I'm kind of outspoken and stuff, so I don't carry too much
yeah.
with me.
That's all right, and that's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Yeah,
I
can't
I like
harbor it.
Spoken. I know that.
I can't
right.
harbor it. It's a breath of fresh air when you are able to express without the negativity. Say it with a smile.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I believe they call that killing them with kindness. Well, that's a part of it anyway. Smile at them. They don't know how to take it. They don't know whether to wind their butt.
Well, wait a minute. I agree with killing them with kindness, but occasionally you got to whoop their ass with reality. It has to happen.
Okay. You ain't never lost.
I'm going to
so
have to
right.
remember
okay.
that one, Stan.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I'm
about
to
thing
remember
thing
that one. I ain't never heard
it.
That before. I'm about to remember
oh,
that
hey.
One.
Yeah, that's
you
a good
offer
one.
Them your, you offer them your wisdom in a quiet, calm format, but occasionally you might have to whack them with a 2x4 to get their attention. I'm just saying.
I'm with you when you write. I am with you when you write. I have to agree.
Reality. Oh, yes, I think we've all been there, you know, especially when we try to go the sensible, cordial route and it just seems like it ain't working. Okay. And you want to look at them and ask them, what's born stupid or do you practice it? Really?
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Do you not really realize who you're standing here talking to?
Okay.
Did you bring your 2x4 with you?
I always got mine, honey. Always got mine. Well, yes, definitely.
That ain't no lie. I've got the knots on my head to prove it.
Well, I guess you learned some lessons along the way, Stan.
Quickly. I learned them quickly.
Lord of mercy. Oh, my God. It is so good to hear from you, lady. Man.
You too.
I'm hanging
well,
in there.
I see a post saying that you guys were up, and I thought I'd just pop in, got down a couple of lines, and give you a little bit of fresh ink.
Oh,
love
you got fresh
it.
Ink, Stan. Another one. All right, Mama, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
All right. It's called Don't You Remember. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? you said you would be coming back this way again, maybe. And then you forgot. Remember when we would lay in each other's arms and you would pull on the chimes? The signs were there. I heard the alarms. And I still fell. Head first, I went under your spell. Do you remember the sweet taste of our kiss? And damn, those beautiful lips I do miss. You told me you would never leave me lonely. Made me believe I was your only. Remember the night you shed a tear? Emptied your heart out to me and put aside all your fears. Don't you remember? All the love you planted in my head. The things you did to my body when you took me to bed. This love was too real to be misled. Don't you remember? Huh? Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, maybe. Maybe never came. Such a shame. In peace.
Wow. Wow. Been there, done that. I got all the memorabilia from that. Wow. That was pretty nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hitting on a touchy part. I remember a relationship I had like that. You know, and it's hard to come to terms with that sometimes when it first starts happening to you. And then reality sets in. Well, you let it set in and you process it and you say, damn, you know what? It was what it was.
Hey, what you won't do, do for love. You'll try everything.
Spit them lyrics then.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is it. I love the fact that you started off with that Carpenter song lyric.
Okay.
I love it. Outstanding. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm glad you mentioned the people that originally sung that song, because most people only know about Luther. They don't know about the Carpenter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, I'm that old.
Guess what? I guess I can say I'm that old, too, because I remember. I definitely. But see, I'm a maniac when it comes down to music. Okay. Of course it still works. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Black Pearl, for calling in. I'm so glad to hear from you, baby. Don't be a stranger, though. It's always an open mic for you. Always.
I'm always around.
Yes.
Always around.
I ain't never that far away.
Oh, you want another piece, Stan? I got a mini over here.
Oh, you can do another piece if you want to. Sure. You can do another piece if you want to. Because you actually are
let
the latest caller. Yeah.
Okay, let me give you this little one for Stan. I've got implants.
Oh, here we go.
I felt his lips graze my soul with words spoken so intimately. His hands reached down and stroked my inner parts, had me throbbing. The heat from his breath on my neck had me frozen in place. He looked so deep inside of me, I couldn't move my face. And we had not yet met, had not yet kissed, had not yet caressed. Me in the physical, yet it's him I missed. He has a hold of me. I miss him. I'm his absence, and that's all he's ever been for me. Am I getting lost in love or played? Is it words that's making me feel this way? Or is it just me wanting love, but only the love you've implanted in me? In peace.
Wow.
Wow.
Stan, that was for you, baby.
I don't want you, but I love you. Oh, man, you really got a hold on me. There you go. There it is.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
started coming with the all these songs up in there with the goodies. I hear you. I see you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, uh-huh. Looks like someone might have to expand their playlist.
Oh, here you go. I might listen to the playback, and that way I can get the exact songs that was he was fitting in the pieces, man. Oh man, that was nice. That was really, really nice. All right, lady,
thank you.
Over in the therapist lounge, and you can go over there, grab your glass of wine, and lay back on his couch. I'm pretty sure the other people I sent over there are done. Talk to him about what's on your mind, if you want.
All righty. It was good talking to you guys.
Yes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Stan. You know what? We still got a little bit of time here. I'm going to play a song. How about that?
I am ready.
All right.
Let it play.
I don't call it cuffing. I just call it loving. We don't break up in the summer. And we don't keep it undercover.
And I just realized you haven't done a piece. And I know you got something. You always do.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hang on. Hang on one moment.
Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. La Perla Negra, would you happen to have these?
I do have
Would you mind meeting them off?
I do. I would definitely
Thank
do
you.
That.
Thank
I
you.
I called it, you're welcome, I called it healthy selfishness. Sometimes when we are on that journey to find that balance in life, that missing element, we will encounter a person that embodies a lot of those things that we are looking for. But in that same instance, that person may come with emotional woundings. As a result of that, their presence in our life can be a come-and-go state, like love in waves, as if they are giving you attention in installments, breadcrumbs, so to speak. And yeah, inconsistencies in something as simple as love sucks. Not that they have bad intentions, but perhaps they're still healing and learning how to love. When it's a given like that, it's control. So you can either nurture this behavior to help them grow through what they're going through, support them. Remember, happiness is your birthright. But it is an inside job. It isn't your job to heal them, to heal anybody. You can be the guiding light for them. Just don't go down in that deep, dark hole. Be on the frequency of that in which you want to attract. And make sure you don't start seeing yourself through the eyes of those who don't value you. Know your worth, even if they don't. And that's that piece.
Oh, yes. Danielle, yes. I love that piece. Especially that final line. Know your worth, even if they don't. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a lot of people out here. Myself, even. You know, I had to learn how to open myself up back to receiving love and also being able to give it again because, you know, different relationships do different kind of damage to you, but it's damage nonetheless. And you have it's really, really hard to pick yourself up, dust yourself off sometimes and keep going and then, you know, work through that pain, that heartache. And, you know, you'd be lucky if you find somebody, you know, God will send you somebody to be patient enough to you to get through it. Or just, you know, just be there. But it's hard. It is really, really hard to piece yourself back together. I'm still piecing myself back together. Okay, I got layers. Okay, and it's not easy to peel them back. It really isn't. But I'm working on it, and I think I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Sam? Okay.
There you go. There you go.
So what you got for us to listen to, huh? I know you got something brilliant in the works.
I've got something a little simpler. This is based on a word that was offered us as sort of a prompt. It's called komorebi. It's a Japanese word, which is basically about the effects of light filtering through leaves and trees. And that's what I titled this poem, komorebi.
The mic is yours.
Reclining on the cool green carpet of a primal woods floor, allow my mind to become silent as peace envelops my soul's core. Gaze in tranquil observations beyond civilization and chaos, searching for the oasis to find the synergy I thought lost. Through the canopy flashes and flickers of the light that warms all living, the substance of life's abundance, radiant and free in its giving. Variant the light to shadow with each breath of wind through trees. Wind's whispers call out the rhythm that dancing shadows perform with ease. As bushy-tailed acrobats leap to and fro with energetic daring do, feathered choirs sing their praises, flit and flutter with much ado. Scenery in a constant flux, wind stirs dust and pollen roll, as a light transforms into rays as if divine beacons guiding the lost. In the spotlight of the rays, floating seeds ballet take the stage. My soul replenished, hope renewed. I'm blessed and ready for the coming age. And peace.
Wow. You say you only downplay your pieces, but you were brilliant. You really do. And everything about how you read it, you know, your cadence, everything, your delivery is brilliant within itself. That's why I call you the silver-tongued devil.
That's only because I am.
Okay. I think we got another caller up in here. I'm not sure if I took this call before, but I'm going to open up this mic. Thank you for that beautiful piece, Dan. Let me see. Did I answer this call already?
My pleasure.
Area code 909. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, how are you doing? This is Adila, and I want to say poetry. Is that okay?
Ooh, you sound real, real, real far away. We can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. How about now?
Still kind of far away. Yeah. You sound muffled.
Oh, I got my, how about
there that? We go.
Ah, hi.
That's a little,
all right.
That's a little better.
Ah.
Yes. What do we have on the mic? Because I can really, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, so I want to say a little poetry. Yo, this is how it goes right here in my hood. Some of the people out here are up to no good. What I like to say and I like to do, tell this homie, man, just go do the do. Because if you don't do the do, then your butt is gas. That's how it is when you try to be in the cast of a new way, new day, new frontier. Don't you understand what a girl says? Come here, dear. You're supposed to come to her because she's a queen. And that's how we do it right here in L.A., from here to all the way to the Bay. Yeah. How'd you like that?
Well, that damn well
nice.
Works.
Yeah, it does work. Definitely. I still can't really hear you. Who is this? I can't hear you too good.
This is the Beanie, Beanie Lokes. And that was a freestyle straight from my head. I didn't even write it.
Okay.
Good.
Well, that'll work.
I love that. I love
good.
Someone whose synapse runs fast enough to pick it right out of their head and go with the flow. I love that.
That's
I can't
right.
do it, but I love it.
I know that's
yeah,
right. I wish I
be,
could.
Back in the day, I used to be one of those like people that will get on the mic and start to battle like other people, you know, with raps. That's probably why. But, yeah.
Okay.
So how are y'all doing on this Saturday?
We're doing awesome. We're doing awesome. You are actually
we are doing
very
okay.
Blessed. Yeah, you're closing out the show.
Let me tell you, I will put you up there in a league with people that we have had on the air, like Legendary and like Gina Storm, who are people who can take it right off the top and just let it flow. Man, do not be a stranger to this venue. We want you here.
Okay.
All right. And you're here
always an open mic
on every Saturday, right?
Every Saturday.
And you're
every
here on
Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Yes,
every
sir.
Every Saturday.
And you guys are from the West Coast or from the East Coast?
We're from the East Coast. I'm on the East Coast.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm from the West. I'm from Los Angeles. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll work.
Okay. All right, LA.
I was born in Long Beach.
Ooh, Long Beach. Strong Beach. That's right.
Hey, man. Yeah, one of the garden states of California.
We just need to get rid of that governor. That's about it.
It's got to be a whole nother show to talk about that.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
Wow. Hey,
being a former resident of Cali, I understand what you're saying, man.
That's right. A lot of people don't know.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys next Saturday then.
Yes, most
definitely.
Oh,
man, we're looking forward to it.
Get on time.
All right, man.
Y'all take care now.
One love, one mic.
All right. Bye-bye.
One love, one mic.
One love. One mic. Peace out.
Wow. What a way to end the show, Stan. That was all right.
Hey. That kick.
I still really
couldn't
hear it. Yeah. I couldn't hear him too well, but I liked what I heard. Definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Man.
Once he got turned around to his mic and we could hear him, that was good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an awesome show. My co-host here with his slick tongue and charming ways. I'm really glad you made it in and to do the rest of the show with me. I'm afraid you wasn't going to make it. But I'm glad, as always, you know, without you, I couldn't get through this show for real. You hear, I'll be stressing. Stan, where are you?
Hey,
you know?
Lady, the same to you. I do not believe we could walk this walk without each other. I really don't.
Okay. Well, my screen wants to close. What is going on here? You know, Blog Talk be messing with me.
I know they love that, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Stan, you have any closing words tonight?
Everyone be safe. Everyone be blessed. And everyone a good journey. Till we meet again next Saturday.
Absolutely. Man, I just get Edgar Allan Poe from you. All the time. That's so cool. It's so awesome.
I can't ignore it. That's one of my major favorite poets, so there's gonna be an influence.
Mine too. I can't sound like him, but you put me in the mind frame of Edgar Allan Poe. It's the way that you finish what you're saying all the time. It's like, wow. I go back to the fall of the House of Usher and the Raven, all of that. I'm definitely a fan of Poe.
And one that I always have loved, and I love doing spoken word, the Conqueror Worm.
Hey, okay. Oh, man, thank you so much, Stan. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that streamed online, that listened in, brought these awesome pieces and was patient with me. I want you guys to continue to love on yourself, keep that good relationship going inside with yourself, because that's your relationship with Beloved Above.
because he's in everybody. And continue to love on one another, too. Try to teach yourself kindly. Be very kind to yourself, okay? Your mental state is very important, and it depends on how you treat yourself. Wear your mask. Practice your social distancing, you know. And you're doing this not to just to keep yourself safe, but it's to keep everyone else safe as well. And love on one another, too, you know. Make sure you can get those good relationships going inside so you can get them going outside. And with that, everybody, I love y'all, and I'm going to say
peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.